RTE Radio 1 Sport with Kia. For more on our 212 offers, visit your local Kia dealer or log on to kia.com.
We'll be live in Tokyo in a few minutes with Ireland's newest gold medalists, Paul O'Donovan and Fintan McCarthy. But first, let's catch up on the rest of today's sport with John Murray. Morning, John.
Good morning to you, Justin. Yes, Bohemians and Dundalk are in Europa Conference League action tonight. There will be a crowd of 8,000 at the Aviva Stadium for their second leg tie against Dudelange of Luxembourg. The Gypsies carry a 1-0 lead from the first leg. Dundalk, meanwhile, are in Estonia, where they will take on Levadia Tallinn. The first leg finished 2-2. Celtic are out of the Champions League after a 3-2 aggregate defeat to Midtjylland of Denmark last night. In Gaelic games, Cork have retained the Munster under 20 hurling title. In the final at Páirc Uí Chaoimh, Cork defeated Limerick by 126 to 124. The Electric Ireland Leinster minor final ended Kilkenny 115, Wexford 210, a 2-point win for Kilkenny. The results of the Ulster minor football quarterfinals were Armagh 12 points, Derry 11 points. Donegal won 9, Monaghan 10 points, Fermanagh won 12, Cavan won 11, and Tyrone 3-16, down 9 points. On day 3 of the Galway Festival, Royal Rendezvous won the feature race, the Galway Plate. The 5-1 favourite was ridden by Paul Townend and trained by Willie Mullins. Today, the main focus is on the Galway Hurdle, and in a moment, we'll be joined by Ted Walsh. But let's hear from the trainer of one of today's fancied runners, Belfast Banter, Peter Fahey.
The big plus for us is the ground is drying out. He loves a bit of nice ground, and in fairness, I suppose looking at the race on the Monday evening, I was a bit disappointed that the ground had got so soft, but drying out ground will definitely help him. His work is very good, and I think he'll run a huge race.
He's a lovely weight in his back as well. He's not the biggest horse in the world. Would that be a help to him?
Yeah, look, it definitely is. I suppose being the right hand of the scales, but he's 10-13. It's a lovely weight. Hopefully there's plenty of pace in it, which looks like it on paper, and if they go a good gallop, I think he'll run a huge race as long as we get the brakes and a bit of luck to run.
And we can't beat course form. He's won his maiden hurdle down here.
No, look, at like last year, I suppose he struggled in a lot of tracks to win, and to come out to win a maiden hurdle here was very good. So course track is definitely a bonus on our side.
And that's Peter Fahey talking there to Dave Keenan, and we're joined now by Ted Walsh. Ted, good morning.
Morning, John.
Great morning to be Irish as well, isn't it?
Oh, great morning. That was a great result last night. Everyone very proud of him. Great for Skipper Reeve.
And the rest of the country.
Yes.
We'll all join in the celebration of it anyway.
We'll all count ourselves as West Corkmen.
Yes, indeed. Anyway, Ted, on to matters at Galway this evening, the Galway Hurdle. What do you reckon?
It's a wide open race. As you just said, Peter Fahey's walking with his own horse there, Belfast Banter. A winner at the County Hurdles chance him a huge chance. Willie, you mentioned earlier on, 1-2 in the plate yesterday. He's got a strong hand with top weight Saturday Air, Patrick on board. Paul, the stable jockey, Paul Townend, goes for CL Dinage for JP McManus. And Burning Victory, young Jack Foley, claiming 7, now winning a chance as well. Shark Hanlon, Sky Aston, he's a chance. Noel Mead with a great record for meeting with Jesse Evans, a big chance as well too. A local man, Norman Lee, with Soul Contender and a big race in the Hurl a couple of years ago, big chance. Magic Tricks for Sneezy Foster and Hearts of Thumbs for Desi McDonough. Lots of chances. The horse I think that has a bit of value in is the previous winner, Tudor City. You're 25-1, 33-1 shot there with Bet365 and Paddy Powers. And he's a chance. He's a big chance. I think he won't be out of the first 3 or 4.
Okay, and what about the rest of the card?
Oh, it's wide open. I mean, I'm kind of concentrating on the Hurl at the moment. There's plenty of horses there with decent chances. The Hurl for me is the feature race. The rest of it is a middle of the road. Plenty of horses with chances, but nothing that I could recommend here.
Just one interesting point made by Patrick Mullins in his column in the Irish Independent this morning. The fact that just one English horse has actually come to the Galway races this year. Well, are you surprised by that?
No. We give them such a hiding in their own backyard, they're afraid to come over here. there's not too many fellas now when you get a scorching like we give them at Cheltenham and Liverpool, got to come here and take it home again. Yeah, flat lads came over all right, and there, and a few horses running, they're running well. But the junt lads, I think, have their tails firmly between their legs at the moment.
So that's the reason, do you think?
I would definitely say that's the reason.
Wasted journey to Galway.
Yeah, well, as I said, if you get a hide in your own backyard, you're certainly not going to win your next door neighbour's one.
And it's nice to see the crowd there as well, isn't it?
Ah, it's great. It's great. It adds a great bit to it. I know there's only 1,000 people there. They look like more. But they added a bit of music there as well last night. There was definitely a bit of life coming back into the country anyway. No, well, I wouldn't have thought 12 months ago when I was in Galway with only 5 or 6 of us there that we'd be 12 months still wearing masks and going around like as if we were Japanese or something. But that's the way it is. And I honestly think that some people will never remove masks again, but hopefully we'll get back to normality.
That's so say all of us. Ted, thank you for joining us. And a reminder that Ted will be part of RTE2's coverage of the Galway Hurdle and the rest of the card at Galway. The coverage begins at 5.